Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of NC MMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow the show, ncmmaradio.com, also on Instagram and Twitter, ncmma_radio. Also, check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com. In this interview, we got a pretty cool guest. This is a kid that I know. He trains with us at NC MMA, Lewis Polo, who's doing a kickboxing tournament. So not just a fight, a tournament. So this is going to be fun to talk about. Lewis, it's Tyson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Not as good as you, though, because I know you're winding down your fight camp. And the first thing I want to ask is, man, when you first joined Nicotones, you walked in, you're like, I want to fight. Like, I want to be a Thai fighter. I'm going to put my time in. What got you into this sport?
Honestly, my brother was a Nicotone member way before I was. And funny thing is, I actually went in with the intentions of doing MMA first instead of I wasn't even thinking about kickboxing. And then the longer I started training, that's how I started looking more into it. And then I fell in love with watching Glory kickboxing. And that's how I just decided I just want to be a kickboxer.
Yeah, man. And it's fun, man. It's, like I said, fun, it's fun watching you develop over like these months and the year and everything else. And so then you go, you train for a fight, you do your first fight, your Thai fight, and you win it. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. I mean, I have you and Scott to thank for that. It was honestly an amazing feeling. I'm chasing that feeling again in the tournament. And it just literally just built, like, fueled the fire even more to just, you know, improve as a fighter and improve as a person.
Yeah, and you put the work in. You took another fight with a very, very difficult opponent. The result didn't go your way. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned that, with the loss, I just gotta be a lot more confident. I was very hesitant during the fight. Nothing he threw at me hurt me. It's compared to the people I spar, he was nothing but beat myself mentally. So I just gotta go in there empty mind and just throw down basically.
And you've been putting a lot of work in with the NCMA coaches, with Joan and Rick and everybody else. How do you prepare for a kickboxing tournament, man? Because as you know, a Thai fight's brutal, man. It's a very physical sport. There's bumps, there's bruises. You get tired. How do you train for a tournament?
A lot of conditioning, a lot of sparring, pretty much. I went from sparring maybe like once a week to either three or four times a week, just because I'm trying to get my body just adjusted to three or four fights this weekend coming up. So it's a lot harder than just getting ready for one fight. It's actually, it feels like you're getting ready for 10 fights within a week.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man. I'll give you a lot of credit for that. That's just thinking about it, it's crazy. And how important is, like, nutrition, just trying to get rest, like hydration, all that, as you do all this hard training?
It's honestly, the nutrition is honestly the hardest part, but it's honestly the best part, just because Once you start, you know, dieting, eating your chicken, and cutting out the bad carbs and everything, training becomes so much easier. It's not even like a question of how much better you feel versus, eating the Cheetos or Chinese and everything.
And, dude, like I said, I've known you a while, man. You've dropped so much weight. You look so much more just fit and muscular, and you can tell, like, your cardio is through the roof. How important is your coaches throughout all this? Like you mentioned, you work with Joan, you work with Rich, you got all these pro fighters. Like you got on Saturdays, you got Edson Barbosa and Marlon and all these prepares. How important is that for a young fighter to help you like develop and learn?
It's honestly huge. Like I've been nothing but blessed and lucky to be able to be surrounded with, you know, such great people. Edson, every Saturday, he actually, you know, he me and him would go spar a little bit, and then he'll just correct me and either tell me what if I improved, if I, you know, did a little bad or worse than last week. And I've been lucky to have like Corey Anderson, Carl Roberson help me out. It's honestly a blessing. There's no way to explain it, honestly.
No, it's crazy, man. Like I said, we watch all you guys when it's the sparring days, the pro sparring days, and the amateur guys going. It's just such an atmosphere to learn and get better. And how important are your teammates, man? You mentioned you're sparring a lot. How much important is it to have good teammates to spar with?
It's honestly important because there's some times where you'll show up one night and, you know, there's not really much people to spar, but if you know, you just talk to like Sam. Sam actually has been able to give me rounds. She's fighting next week, and I've been lucky that she's been around to actually help me out. Because not, I probably wouldn't have been able to get any sparring rounds or anything.
Yeah, man, it's tough, man. Like, so many guys having fights, people are fighting injuries. Everybody's got busy schedules. It gets kind of chaotic. And the one thing you see at Nicotones is there's so many new people joining. A lot of kids. Everybody wants to be the next Frankie Edgar, the next Corey Anderson, or whatever it is. Do you have a message for young fighters as they get involved in this sport?
Yeah, it's pretty much just making the first initial jump. Before I even decided on coming to Nicotones, I wasn't even planning on fighting or anything. I used to power lift, and for some reason I always wanted to fight, but I just been scared to. But my girlfriend was actually, she said, just jump into it and see how you feel. My, I guess the best way to say is just, if you feel like you should do it, just do it. There's no, especially if you're young, there should be no, like, I regret not doing this 10 years ago. So if you have the chance to do it, you just do it and jump into it. The best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, man, the results pay off, man. Because like I said, you've been training your ass off, and you can definitely see the improvement and just how, you know, how good you've gotten. Do you have a message for, like, all your friends and family that are helping you throughout this whole process?
Thank everyone for the help and support. I mean, it's, again, like, I appreciate Joan, Rich, every week, weekend, and now just making time for us. And I honestly don't know where I'd be or how I physically would be if it wasn't for them pushing me. So I honestly have nothing to say but just thanks, and I appreciate everything. And this Saturday, I'm going to make sure everyone make everyone proud of Nicotones.
Well, on behalf of Nick and myself, Lewis, I mean, it's been so much fun watching you train, see how much you improved. So you got WKA 2017 this upcoming weekend. Best of luck, man, and go kick some ass, dude. You have the talent to do so.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Awesome, man. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
All right. That was Lewis Pola, kickboxing tournament this weekend. I give him a lot of credit because there's nothing easy about that. It's you have talent, but you have to have endurance, cardio, and just be strong to fight through more than one fight in the same day or a couple fights in the weekend. So I want to thank him for his time. Also, be sure to check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com. You can check out our show at ncmmaradio.com, and we'll talk to you guys next time.